It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In the last few days, the birther controversy has resurfaced with the campaigns of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump throwing charges at each other about who started the false rumor that President Obama was not born in the United States. To try to sort through the truth or lack thereof in a lot of these statements, Jim Tharp is back with us. He's the editor of PolitiFact Georgia, which you can find in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and on myajc.com. Jim, welcome back.
Good to be here, Dennis.
What a weekend we had. Let's start, and we're going to take these statements one at a time because it seems that's the only way to get any clarity here. Let's start with Donald Trump and what he said on Friday the 16th in his speech when he acknowledged that President Obama was born in the United States. He then tried to turn it all on Hillary Clinton. Here's what he said.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy.
Now, you have to remember, in 2008, Hillary Clinton and Obama were locked in a very nasty and tight battle to see who would be the Democratic nominee and then going to be president.
So, again, we're going to find this as we go through here. The specific words in each statement matter a lot when we're checking the truth here. Here, Trump is saying Hillary Clinton and her campaign were linked to the birther controversy.
And we ruled this one false. And the reason being that the birther controversy has been linked, again, has been linked to Hillary Clinton supporters, not her campaign officially and not her officially.
Because a supporter could be anybody.
Right. Well, the Clinton campaign's version of this was a rogue worker in Iowa who started this rumor. As soon as they found out about it, they publicly denied it and refuted it immediately.
And there's been no independent evidence at this point to link Hillary Clinton and her 2008 campaign to this, at least so far.
And officially, that's a key word there. Again, Hillary Clinton and her campaign have officially said this was a rogue supporter who was doing this, starting these rumors, and that as soon as they found out about it, the supporter was dumped and they denied the rumors.
So what we can say is that somewhere in the ether of the 2008 Clinton campaign, somebody was at least toying with the birth rumor. The dispute now, 8 years later, is how far up did it go?
That's exactly right. Was it a rogue volunteer? Was it someone more directly connected to Clinton and the official campaign?
And that's where Reince Priebus comes in, the GOP national chair. Now, he's made a couple of slightly different statements about this, starting on August 29th in an interview with NBC's Meet the Press.
Her campaign is the one, and her supporters in her campaign were the ones that born out the birther movement.
Now, we found in our research on this that, again, it wasn't her campaign officially, it wasn't her, but her supporters, and he uses the word supporters there, were involved in this. Again, Clinton comes back and her spokespeople say, well, when we found this out, these were rogues, we got rid of them immediately, and we immediately refuted this.
And again, words so important here. Because he said supporters and because there were at least apparently some supporters toying with this idea, you've rated his claim half true.
That's right. Not linked to Clinton, was linked to her supporters.
However, this past Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation, Priebus said something a little bit different. He didn't use the word supporters. Here's what he said.
And by the preponderance of evidence before us, Hillary Clinton or her campaign were definitely involved in this issue. So we can't keep saying it's not true. That's ridiculous.
Now, you haven't had a chance to fact check this specific statement. We should point that out right away. But it does parallel Mr. Trump's statement that talks about Clinton and her campaign, and it leaves out the word supporters.
That's correct. Again, it veers more toward the false ruling we had earlier. Again, that ruling was Trump saying it was Clinton and her campaign. Again, those exact words. And that seems to be the same thing Priebus is saying here, even though we haven't officially fact-checked this.
Now, the wild card in all this is a story that McClatchy, the news service, came out with over the weekend that talked about a specific Clinton supporter and a very close one at that.
Sidney Blumenthal, a Clinton confidant, and he's worked for the Clinton and the Clinton campaigns in various capacities. If you had to pick three or four people who are close to Hillary Clinton, his name would be in that.
And the McClatchy story links Blumenthal to the birther rumor.
Right, and that story links Clinton to this through a former McClatchy bureau chief. That's a news reporter, a bureau chief who worked in Washington, D.C. His name is James Asher. And he said in this story that Sidney Blumenthal urged him in 2008 to investigate Obama's birthplace. And he said Blumenthal suggested that Obama was born in Kenya. Now, McClatchy dispatched a reporter to Kenya, and they determined the Kenya birth suggestion was false. But here you have Sidney Blumenthal, somebody directly linked to Clinton, that a former bureau chief for McClatchy is linking to this statement or this conspiracy.
It may be hard to fact check this one because it's basically the reporter's word against Blumenthal's word. And Blumenthal went on Fox News, among other places, and said this is flatly false, period.
That's correct. He put out a statement, I think, to the Boston Globe. Then I think he went on some TV shows and said, I didn't say this. This is wrong. Then you have to ask, if that's right, what is the bureau chief, the former bureau chief, doing here, and what does he have to gain? I mean, you have to play, again, it's he said, he said. Who's right?
This is a tougher one to fact check than some of the other statements that we've looked at because it's just one person's word against another. Unless you find an email or something, it's going to be hard to know what's true here when it comes to the McClatchy story and Blumenthal.
Right, and I guess you would have to look at motive here. What's the motive of the reporter saying this? What's the motive of Blumenthal? Who has the most to lose by saying what they're saying here? Now, there's an overarching point in here. No matter what happened, no matter how this got started, the Clinton camp did officially refute the Kenya birth story as soon as it became public. Who knows what was going on?
And that was back in 2008.
That's right. And now who knows what was going on with a stealth campaign? Campaigns do all sorts of things that we don't really know about or aren't supposed to find out about as journalists. Now, the difference is, again, Clinton in 2008 officially refuted this story as soon as it became public, and they tried to distance themselves from any connection with it. Trump, on the other hand, embraced this idea and publicly promoted it for years. He only recently refuted it, only last week.
So each campaign has enough here to continue to throw stuff at the other.
It's interesting this story is still bubbling up and still has resonance, you know, 8 years after all this started.
Jim Tharp is the editor of PolitiFact Georgia, which you can find in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and on myajc.com. We'll wade through more weeds shortly. Jim, thanks so much.
Good to be here, Dennis.